Well, he's known for his riffs, but now The Edge wants to help repair the earth. The U2 guitarist has launched Oath, an AI-powered soil regeneration non-profit company approved to operate here in Ireland. The musician says Ireland could lead the way in tackling global soil destruction. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox sent us this report.
Over the last 35, 40 years, we've seen a significant increase in temperature and a significant decrease in the amount of rainfall in areas that are extremely important for agriculture. That's leading to soil drying out, becoming dead, and it's compounded by, over the last 100 years, a significant increase in intensive agriculture.
Soil degradation poses a major risk to food security and biodiversity. It's estimated by 2050, 90% of the world's soils will no longer be able to support agriculture in the way they do now. Much research has been targeted at finding solutions. At the forefront is Oath, a company employing the help of AI for soil regeneration. Dr. Jack Gilbert is a professor of microbiology and a member of the company's scientific advisory board.
So what we've actually done in Oath is develop an artificial intelligence model which identifies all of the nuts and bolts that go on microbiologically inside a soil, how that interacts with the roots of the plant, and then we use that model to select exactly which microorganisms, bacteria and fungi, are required in order to improve the health and resiliency of that soil.
As a songwriter, you're trained to recognise a great melody, a great top-line melody, a great idea when you hear it. When a friend of ours who's in the impact investing world came to myself and a good friend, we heard this idea and we just went, wow.
Among the founders of Oath is U2 guitarist The Edge, who thinks Ireland could play a leading role in soil regeneration.
The problem for us right now is by using a lot of chemicals and maybe some mismanagement of the soil that we have, it's been depleted. Ireland's doing pretty good, to be honest, compared to a lot of other European countries. But there's parts of the world where it's a serious, serious problem. Where Ireland could engage more on a partnership basis is that we now have, you know, approval, regulatory approval for Ireland. We could base ourselves here and we could scale up out of Ireland for the rest of Europe, which would be, I think, a wonderful thing.
The company has conducted positive field trials in Africa with plans to expand elsewhere. Anne Finucane is the chairperson of Oath.
It has the ambition to be a solution for farms, grasslands, actually any kind of soil in the world. We have 200 tests to indicate that this has been effective, and Rwanda is so impressed that the government itself is partnering with us and they are scaling it throughout the country. And each geography that Oath would be operating in has to be bespoke. So we're looking at each geography separately. The manufacturing will be separate by country.
As Oath expands, innovation and funding will be key to achieving its soil regeneration goals. But the enthusiasm of its leaders might also offer an edge.
I'm fighting kind of a serious bout of imposter syndrome right now because, you know, I'm a guitar player. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a farmer. I don't actually have any credentials here. But I'm so excited by what this could be.
Does it leave you time then if you want to write some new music, or is that put on the back burner for a while?
Well, the day job is still my priority, and yeah, we are working on some new music. That's in the pipeline.
Something to look forward to. U2's The Edge ending that report from Angus Cox. It's now 7:50 and we'll be back soon with business and weather.